Strange Adventure. John Friday stepped out of the general store of Martinville and bumped into the broad frame of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien.
Well, now, what have you been doing lately, John? I haven't seen you around.
Oh, I'm working on an invention.
Well, what idea, if you don't mind telling me, is churning in that head of yours to know?
Well, I'm working on a new and more powerful and cheaper dynamite.
Dynamite? Now, what brought that on?
Well, Patrick, you know that the prospectors and miners in the mountains use a lot of dynamite. Well, if I can develop something more powerful yet cheaper, I'll be doing them a favor and I can make some money myself.
Well, I can't let you work with that stuff in town. Why, if something went wrong, there wouldn't be any Martinville.
Oh, I realize that, Patrick, so I bought that old Smith house out at the edge of town. Everything's out there.
You mean that fancy old mansion that Crazy Smith built because he wanted to be left alone?
That's right, Patrick.
Well, I feel sorry for you, spending your money that way.
Well, I admit that every cent I have is wrapped up in that place and in my dynamite materials, but when I get my stuff on the market, I'll never have to worry.
The sheriff told everyone of John Friday's experiments. The population of Martinville immediately became split into two factions. About half the people became afraid to drive past John Friday's place, and the other half were so curious they insisted on being shown through the house. But John Friday kept everyone away and worked diligently at his invention. The discussion concerning him died down, but lights burning late every night in the old mansion reminded Martinville that the little man was continuing his dangerous testing. Then, late one night, Martinville was awakened by a roar and a quake. The explosion shook the people from their beds. The people of Martinville, in various stages of undress, flocked toward the shattered mansion. They were met by John Friday, who flagged them down with a lantern.
Now, everybody stay back, please. Everybody back. The explosion might have caused some poison gas, you know. Now, there's nothing that can be done now. Come back in the morning.
The next morning, after the citizens had finished their interrupted sleep, they headed for the scene of the blast. To their amazement, the place was surrounded by a board fence. Above the only gate was a sign reading, "See the damage, only 25 cents. All day long, the people paid John Friday to see a hole in the ground. By the next day, the news had spread, and the curious from the next county began arriving. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien cornered the little man.
Well, you know what I ought to do? I ought to arrest you for destroying property, to say the least.
Oh, no, you can't, Patrick. This was my place, and I can do with it what I want. It wasn't insured, so I'm not defrauding anybody. When I saw my dynamite was no good, I had to get my money back some way, so I did this. By the end of the week, I'll have made as much money as if my invention had been good.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Calico Junction, our next tale of Strange Adventure.